The gross domestic product, or GDP, is a pretty good gauge of a country's health. It's the value of all goods and services produced. But one thing GDP doesn't measure? Happiness. Economists have been looking for ways to gauge the true well-being of a society, and the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, which is based in Paris, has come up with one tool. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley has more.
Tourist boats ply the Seine River as people stroll its banks on a summer day. The French have 6 weeks of vacation, free universities, top-notch public transport, and arguably the world's best healthcare system. So who could be unhappy here? Yet in poll after poll, the French rank as some of the biggest malcontents in the Western world.
I think the French people are pretty grumpy, you know.
That's Parisian Bruno Fontaine. He says his countrymen don't realize how good they have it. He says he and his wife are world travelers, so they do.
Every time we come back to France and to Paris, we can really enjoy how nice our country is. Especially in Paris, I think we have an incredible range of cultural opportunities, and the food is incredible. I definitely think I couldn't live in any other big city than Paris.
Despite the glum polls, everyone I talk to on this day says they're happy.
On se promène, on sort du Quai Branly, du musée du Quai Branly.
Like Claire Cibois and her boyfriend Pierre. They've just been to a museum and are heading to the cinema. Here's what she says makes life good.
To have enough money, but not too much, but enough to live how we want. To have free time to enjoy life, to live well.
Work-life balance is one of the nebulous concepts the OECD's Better Life Index hopes to quantify. The index allows respondents to go online and rank 11 well-being indicators in order of importance to them, and then see how their country actually stacks up. With more than 4 million respondents from 180 nations, a picture is beginning to emerge. Japanese users worry most about safety, understandable in the wake of the Fukushima nuclear accident. Latin Americans strive for better education. Americans rank work-life balance as a top priority, but their country sits near the bottom in that category. OECD head Angel Gurria says that should send a strong message to American politicians.
It's a potentially an enormously powerful policy instrument going beyond GDP to inform governments of what people want and what keeps them awake at night.
The OECD's Anthony Gooch helped design the index. He says comparisons are key to its success.
What is it that people love doing? Human beings are constantly peering over the fence. What is my neighbor doing? How is my neighbor performing? And so this instrument allows you to compare and contrast what your country's doing, how other countries are performing.
Gooch says countries can learn from each other. His boss, Angel Gurria, believes the Better Life Index could even improve democracy by connecting policies to people's lives. And the more people who go online and participate, the sharper a tool it will become. Back along the Seine River, Bruno Fontaine talks about his priorities.
Health. When you have health, everything is easier. Health and love.
Too bad the OECD doesn't have an index to measure that last one. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.